Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
This is prime time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, standing in for finance presenter JP Ong. Now, as we come to the end of the month of May, it's time to check in with Terence Wong, founder and CEO of Azure Capital, to discuss the month that was and get his insights on how markets are moving. Terence, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Rach. Good to hear from you.
Good to have you with us, Terence. Now, what a month it's been. We've seen a lot of action. We've moved back into heightened measures to curb the spread of COVID-19. We've had movements in the media market, and more recently, that loss incurred by national carrier Singapore Airlines. So, Terence, let's start off with phase two heightened alert measures kicking in this month. What does this mean for markets? And could we see a return to those pandemic champions? We're already seeing some gains when it comes to Sheng Siong and Riverstone. What are your thoughts?
When heightened alert first came on, I remember Sheng Siong, there was a massive rush, right? 10-15%. People were going to supermarkets, and then those that were smarter actually thought, hey, I can actually buy some Sheng Siong shares. And that really, I think, earned dividends. But back to other champions of the pandemic, I think that there will be a return. Just to recap, last year, who did well? Of course, aside, on top of Sheng Siong, which saw only, and I put that in quotation marks, only like maybe 50-60% increase. Yeah, but if you're looking at the glove makers, they were up massive. We are talking about 5 to 10 times. And guess what? Medtech, which did PPE, and they have been like listed almost forever. That guy went up 30 times. But of course, this time around, I mean, a lot of the gains have been given. They have given back part of the gains, maybe about 30%, 40% from its peak. Many of them should see a lot more attention. I don't see, of course, the same kind of returns, like 5-10 times returns. But they would, I think, if this were to drag on, be outperformers of the market, particularly the gloves and the PPE guys. The gloves are interesting because many people said that, you know, it's going to be a one-off wonder in 2021, perhaps 2022. We are going to see 2020 already seen a big surge in numbers. 2021 will be the peak, and then with vaccinations, with the global population going for to be vaccinated, there will be lower demand for gloves. But then I beg to differ, because I think when it comes to vaccinations, a lot of there will be a lot of demand for such gloves, because the guys need to be gloved up to actually like give you the injection, and this is happening at a global level. So that should continue on as long as, you know, as long as people around the world require some form of the vaccination. So that would be, I think, an interesting sector to watch. Tech companies actually did very well last year.
And Franklin as well, up 3.5% today.
I know. So the tech companies are, I guess, some to watch. Some of these companies to watch out for, Franklin, UMS, they will, I think, return to the limelight. Of course, in terms of the tech sector, if you look at the semiconductor guys, many of them will actually see a little bit of a pullback because of the demand of the supply of semiconductors, and that will actually hit the bottom line. So I guess for tech sector, it's largely patchy. But what would naturally be negative will be the transport, and I believe since you spoke about SIA earlier on, and I'm sure we're going to discuss about that. So the transport guys will very, very intuitively be hit. The restaurants, I mean, I was just going for my dapao over the weekend, and oh my gosh, it's like dismal. 80-90% easily. I mean, those restaurants that were traditionally packed over the weekends, right now, they are going, I see the staff just, you know, like, looking around and waiting for things to happen because nobody can go to the store.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Terence, what impact do you think this might have on REITs, for example?
Well, I think it would depends on what...
Retail REITs.
REITs. You're talking about the retail REITs. It also depends. I mean, like, if there's going to be, if this were to continue, I don't know whether there will be some form of a subsidy, either given by the REIT itself or by the government, or actually, like, instituted or like introduced by the government. So that remains to be seen. Remember last year when it was a total, it was a circuit breaker. They actually have a lot of subsidies given back or rental rebates given back to the shop owners. This time round, I think there's still a big question mark. In fact, many of the retail guys are already saying that why don't we just go back to full-fledged circuit breaker, because this half measure is really working against them. They don't get anything from the government. They don't get anything from the landlord, but yet they have to remain open. You know, like, and now people can only go out in pairs, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go to any one of these shops. You know, like yesterday I was telling you I went out to get my food. You know, we walk past the shops. It's bad. You know, with the exception of perhaps, you know, the supermarkets. Rest of them, the footfall has like gone down dramatically.
We're speaking with Terence Wong, founder and CEO of Azure Capital. And Terence, you mentioned Singapore Airlines there, and we did see that $4.3 billion loss, but they do have a substantial amount stashed away in their coffers. What are your thoughts on SQ's latest results or SIA's latest results, and do you think we could see government assistance there?
Well, massive loss is really not surprising, though I know some analysts are saying that, oh, this is beyond their expectations. But given that, you know, last year at the pits, right at the bottom, we're talking about 95% of the capacity being mothballed. I don't think that these numbers are really mind-boggling. There could be some kitchen sinking over here. But I think that looking ahead, if you're talking about the fundraising, it is part of, you know, SIA's initial intention to raise $15 billion. That was announced all the way back in, remember, in, was it March or April 2020? And the company will be exercising, you know, fundraising right now before the close of this one-year window. Or I remember it's probably May or June. So there's this one-year window, and they want to capture it right now instead of, like, going back to get shareholders' approval. And you rightly pointed out that there's a lot of cash in its coffers, $7.8 billion, already well capitalized. I think this additional $6.2 billion that they are actually digging in to the shareholders' pockets, I think that this is a prudent strategy. And this should allow SIA to sustain quite a few more years, you know, given that, you know, the annual cash burn is just over $1 billion, right? So I think that this will actually ride out the difficult period. It will be, I guess at this juncture, given the hefty cash reserves, this will be in a relatively more comfortable position compared to many other international airlines.
And from airlines to buses, Terence, you mentioned transport operators. What are your thoughts on, you know, for the likes of SBS Transit, for example? They're up, I think, 0.3% today, but they've been moving in positive territory over the last few days.
Buses, I am not too sure, but I guess that there will be, the government will be there to support it. Given that this 1 month, there won't be as many people going out. So the numbers will definitely be hit. But I think, like I said, if government will be there to support it, that's going to be great. The same for, they already announced some for the taxi drivers, the private hire guys. So I think that this sector, while it won't be fantastic, but there will be support.
So Terence, what else are you going to be looking out for in the week ahead? Obviously, we've got our GDP numbers coming out tomorrow. What's on your watch list?
Well, I'll still be very much looking at all these pandemic plays and how it's going to roll out. Right now, given that we're on heightened alert, and globally, or even regionally and globally, we're looking at, you know, some really, really dire numbers coming out on the COVID scene, right? There will be some guys that will see either profit taking or a sell-off. And I will be looking at such guys, particularly in a small mid-cap space. They will present very good, I think, opportunities to invest in the not-too-distant future.
Wonderful. Well, Terence, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing all your insights with us.
Thanks so much, Rach.
Thank you, Terence. We've been speaking with Terence Wong, founder and CEO of Azure Capital. This is Money FM 89.3.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.